On this Good Friday, we are meditating on the passion and death of Jesus. We are trying to immerse ourselves into what happened to our Lord, his sufferings, his death, his pains and sufferings. And, you know, we might have the tendency to look at Jesus and all he went through and feel bad for him and say, he you know, it's too bad that he went through all this. It's all he suffered and in his death, all that he went through, and we see it as something kind of distant from ourselves, something that happened to him. You know, it was a pity, and we feel bad, and, you know, and sort of think it as it's separated from ourselves, and yet it involves us intimately. We are responsible for the suffering and death of our Lord. This, all his cuts, all his bruises, all his pains, all his sufferings, all of that, we all are responsible for that. And so we see how we are all immersed in this, all part of it, and all participating in the suffering of Jesus. He suffered all of that to pay for our sins, to take them upon himself. And so we should never see ourselves as separated and distant from the sufferings of our Lord. We are there. We are beneath the cross. We are there at the scourging. We are there where he's being beaten. You know, his blood is being splattered upon us. We have blood on our hands. You know, we all are there. We are all responsible. We're all part of this. And this we need to take to heart and let it affect our heart. And we're trying to immerse ourselves in this truth, this reality, this thing that happened to our Lord, which is present, which is today. We are living. We are responsible for what happened to our Lord to the extent that we are. God only knows. And we need to reflect and meditate and let it affect us. And so we are doing that by coming here. We don't have to be here. It's not a holy day of obligation. But we come because we want to immerse ourselves in what happened to Jesus and what we are responsible for to the extent that we are. So we come here, we listen to the Passion, we pray, we are affected by the changes in the church and changes in the liturgy and the changes of, you know, in the churches as the seasons change, you know, and the images are all covered and there's darkness and there's no flowers, and you know, all these things affect us and help us to immerse ourselves into what happened, into what we caused to happen. And we know that although we caused this to the extent that we did, our Lord took it upon himself. We are not suffering what he did. And that's part of the deliberate plan of our Lord. He doesn't want us to have to go through hell. He doesn't want us to go through all to pay for all of our crimes, all of our sins. He doesn't want to. He took it upon himself. And so, so he took that upon himself, and we look at that and we are thankful to our Lord. We see the love that Jesus showed for us. It is only his love that has done this, that has taken upon all these things, all these sins, all of our wrongdoings, and his love. You know, when you look at love, what does somebody who loves do? They overlook faults. They overlook offenses. They overlook annoyances. That's the beginning. They overlook someone who loves strongly, overlooks strong hurts, great hurts, even violence, even great harm, even abuse. The one who loves is ready to forgive that and try to forget it and then to pray for the offender to forgive in these things. And not only that, the one who loves greatly is ready to even do good to the one who has harmed them. And not only that, one who loves strongly is ready to suffer even for his offender. And we see this in our Lord. This is what great love does, strong love does. And we see it in our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and the crucifix. There is love itself, love plastered and nailed to the cross, the love of Jesus. And that's what he did for us. And we see our response. We see our imitation, how we have to imitate our Lord, how we must love too. We must love in the same way. We must love strongly. We must love all our neighbors. We must love all those who are different from us, all those who have hurt us, all those who have hurt us greatly. We must pray for them. We must pray for the world and even be willing to do good to them and even be willing to suffer for them, even be willing to die for them. The greatest love is for someone who would lay down his life for his friends, our Lord said. This is what love is, and this is what Jesus set the example for. His passion and death is all about the love of Jesus for us and the example that he has set for us to follow. And we, our response is to imitate, to be full of gratitude and thankfulness to God. And this is one of the great ways to show our love for God. Gratitude, thankfulness, which makes us pour out our hearts, pour out our life, pour out ourself so that we put into practice put our faith, our love for Jesus, put it into practice and put it into practice by our entire life, our entire heart, our entire thoughts, our entire being. And so let us ask Our Lady to help us to do that.
Fructum ventris tui.